Purim has a magical place in our heart. On the one hand, I think it is so many people's favorite holiday. There's something that helps us relive our childhood. There's something that's really special in it. It's festive in every which way. And yet, on the other hand, I think that we kind of struggle a little bit with Purim. What are we supposed to make of it? Someone said to me the other day, they're like, Purim, it's like the Jewish equivalent of Halloween. And I was like, I don't really think so, but I think that's kind of where we have a misconception as to what Purim is. So I'd like to share with you just a very, very brief sliver of what perhaps Purim is supposed to be. So Purim is the battle, of course, that we know of the Jewish people against the world around us and the challenges that the world around us throws at us. And I think it comes in two forms. First off, I think it comes in the fact that it is unique in the fact that it's a sefer that takes place in Gullus. We're in exile the entire way, and God's presence is not visible in the Megillah. And that's very much a purposeful point that comes into the Megillah. But let's just even spend a moment on the name. We call the name Purim from Pur. Now, there's a lot of things that happen in the Megillah, and there's a lot of things that define the story. The lottery, is that really the defining moment in the Megillah? So perhaps that's really what, at the core, the Megillah is all about. You see, the Megillah is all about the idea that the world around us tells us everything is poor. Everything is a lottery. Everything is kind of random, haphazard. And yet, we as Jewish people say that is actually not true. Everything comes from God. Everything is divinely inspired. Please understand that there is a plan even when we can't see God. That's really what's happening in the Megillah. And so the debate and so much of what goes on in the Megillah is based on that premise. Now let's try to understand a little bit better the exile piece of the Jewish people within the Megillah. Esther. Esther has no seemingly control over the situation. Even though she pulls a lot of strings, in the end, it's not a fairy tale ending. She remains in captivity. We don't really know what happens to her. The Midrashim perhaps clean up the story a little bit to try to help us, you know, see it in a slightly different light. But at the end of the day, here is Esther in captivity by herself. She is not the hero that we see in Tanakh where she overcomes the situation and escapes and is free. She's stuck. She's not Sarai that leaves Pyro's court. She's not even Yael, who is able to kill Sisera. Achashverosh lives. The Jewish people live. But there's a sense that the story doesn't change all that much. Perhaps that's another idea of how the Megillah is, what the Megillah is trying to explain to us. The way of the Jewish people in exile is that at the very best, we make our situation a little bit better, and we are saved from being at the brink. But the Jewish people in exile is so far from what the ideal is. And perhaps what we are told in the Megillah and what we're told in the holiday of Purim is that a lot of things are random, yes, and that's what exile is, but God is there. Okay, good. But understand, it's not where we want to be, and it's not where we should want our future to lie. Therein lies the challenge of Purim and of Galus. Have a wonderful day.